We're reducing from about 3.2 million square feet down to about 1.5 million square feet. There is a facility savings, which is about half of the cost, half of the $100 million being saved through that. We're also changing some of our requirements and regulations around how we operate the facility, and that'll save an additional 20, 25 million. And we're also, in addition to that, we're outsourcing some of our activities and really resizing some of our activities. Our operations about 60 years old, and over time, some of those activities have grown bigger than what they need to be for our current workload.
Okay, a little background. What is done in this plant?
We build electronic, mechanical, and engineered material type parts for primarily for nuclear weapons purposes. They're all non-nuclear. We also support other Department of Defense customers, et cetera, in our endeavors.
And it's a LEED Gold manufacturing campus, one of the first. Is that one of the first in the world or in the federal government?
It's one of the first, certainly in the Kansas City area, and one of the first in the nation, yes.
And so tell us about the building in terms of its LEED certification. What makes it green?
Well, we're looking, as we design the facility, for a 50% reduction in our energy usage. We're also going to reduce building waste and maintenance activities. Some of the features we're going to include are white roofs for the facility, more efficient boilers and chillers. We're actually recovering some of the exhaust heat from the facility to preheat other activities. We're using solar water heating and a number of other activities. The energy savings we're looking at are in the millions annually as we move into the new facility. It was really our focus was on the energy savings piece because from a financial perspective, it's more cost effective to implement energy savings type of activities to get to the LEED Gold standard than some of the other activities.
It's a $687 million new campus, and you hear about the $100 million in annual savings. So you predict in 7 years it will have paid for itself?
The facility actually pays for itself quicker than that. Mm-hmm. It's a $100 million annual savings. We have we don't front any of that money. It's privately financed. There was a $687 million bond that was issued to the developer. We then, once we occupy the facility, we'll start to pay the lease on it. And so the $100 million of savings is actually greater than what our lease payment is.
That's interesting. So it's essentially a private building from the private sector, but the federal government is then leasing it?
That's correct. It's a GSA build-to-suit lease with a developer. GSA is actually the leasing agent on our behalf. They are leasing with CenterPoint Zimmer, who is the developer for the construction of the facility. Once it's constructed, we'll take occupancy and start to pay the lease on it.
We're speaking with Mark Holacek. He's National Nuclear Security Administration's Kansas City Site Office Manager. And tell us about the architecture and how you found people that can design and construct what essentially is a factory with all this gold certification for LEEDs.
The way it worked was we worked very closely with our GSA regional folks here, and kudos to the project team for putting together an excellent project. We essentially put together what we call a program of requirements, which was a list of what requirements we needed for the facility. Those included requirements around our manufacturing processes, around what the building should look like, and around how we wanted to get to an energy-efficient LEED campus. So those requirements were then put out in a solicitation for offer. We had a robust competition, and a design team that takes those programmer requirements now and then puts those into the actual architecture for the facility.
This isn't just a random thing that NNSA is doing. This actually fits into an overall transformation vision for your agency, yes?
That's correct. We are sort of the initial transformation activity within the complex. We're looking at modernizing our facilities, modernizing our processes so that we create a better situation for our manufacturing environment. More flexible, you know, our mission needs, our production requirements change pretty regularly. So flexibility is sort of a modern term for manufacturing's ability to flex with the with changes in schedules and demand.
So then do you anticipate more facilities to come from NNSA like this one or retrofitting others?
There are plans in place for transformation throughout the complex. We have 8 sites around the nation, and they will also be going through similar sorts of activities.
And I'm curious about some of the features that make it LEED certifiable. You mentioned a few of them in terms of the mechanical systems. What about lighting and that kind of thing that the average occupant, the workers in the building, would be able to see and experience?
Yeah, lighting design was part of the LEED requirements as we went out with them, and so the lighting will be it will consider energy efficiency and use of natural light, et cetera, as part of the scheme.
You mentioned those 8 sites around the nation. Where are they, and are people who work there going to see a difference? I mean, tell me a bit about that, because that looks like that's something down the road that's really going to impact a lot of people.
Yeah, we have a transformation plan that talks about what we're going to do from a transformation perspective, and really it's about improving our efficiency, improving our modernizing our infrastructure so that we're ready for our future needs. Those facilities are located really all over the country. There's a few of them in New Mexico, California, Texas. They're scattered throughout the country.